Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome into the Dom Show. Bill worked really hard on this. As I understand, I realize freeholders are busy. It may not be their full-time thing. The Burlington County Board of Freeholders, this goes back to February 15th. I saw this story and we talked about it. Headline at Philly.com, Confederate flag is banned from the Burlington County Farm Fair. As I understand it, and our guest, who is the freeholder director, Kate Gibbs, can lay it out in her own words. What happened is at this local farm fair every year, last year, it's a five-day event, says Philly.com, two men, they say, stirred emotions. They put this on a tractor in the tractor parade. One of the men told officials the flag was meant to honor his great-grandfather and was not meant to provoke hate. Now, this is a real good example of where the Confederate flag has now been officially outlawed, and I'll let our guests lay out the official reason why it is that you could not show that there, that incontrovertibly, well, I don't know, I'll ask Kate Gibbs what she might liken this to that also would be banned. Kate Gibbs is with us from Burlington County on Talk Radio 1210. Kate, is this an elected job, the freeholder director?
Yes. Hi, Dom. Thank you so much for having me on. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much.
And being part of the conversation. We are elected at large. In Burlington County, there are five at-large freeholders, and we serve three-year terms.
Okay. Are you Democrat or Republican?
I am a Republican.
Okay. And that's one of the things I asked about this. So is Philly.com right? Something you can't tell from the media. That was pretty much the story. These guys put it on a tractor in a parade, a Confederate flag.
Correct.
Okay. And you said to them, this is a direct quote, Kate, if true, we're not going to take away anyone's free speech rights, but when speech turns into hate speech, we're not going to tolerate it. So that appears to mean any demonstration of the Confederate flag now, according to you, you guys have voted on this, I think unanimously, will be seen as hate speech.
So we, because the event is not, it's not our event.
It's okay.
Farm Fair Association are the ones who put on the event every year, but it is held on our county fairgrounds. And so after we were approached, after the fair, we were approached by several residents who were offended when they saw this image in the tractor parade. And so we, all five of us freeholders at the time, signed a letter to the Farm Fair Association urging them to adopt a policy that would make everybody more comfortable. So we didn't officially take a vote on this because it's not our event, but we just asked them to pass a policy and put something in place that would codify the intentions of the event, which is it's a community event, it's a family event, and it's one of Burlington County's marquee events where we have tens of thousands of visitors each year to celebrate our rural roots, our agricultural industry, and it's really about family and community. And the only flags I want to see flown there are the American flag, the New Jersey flag, the seal of Burlington County. I just don't think it's a place for political statements. And the Confederate flag evokes very painful emotions for some Americans.
All right. So if I understand you right, then,
okay,
is the position then, if people are offended by it, you look at, I mean, did you specify other things that would be banned, or did you specify the only things you can have here are the state of New Jersey flag, the Burlington County flag, and I guess the U.S. flag?
So we did not, because we did not write the policy, the Farm Fair Association, we wrote a letter asking them to adopt a policy. In their policy, they state that they don't want to see offensive images being displayed because it is a family event. And they say, for example, the Confederate flag, but it's really anything that is offensive. We have tons, this is primarily a family event. And so this is not a place for political statements.
All right. But you say you don't want to take away free speech rights. That was your quote. I would say that you are here. What makes you believe, you heard what these guys said by the Confederate flag, so is it a position of the board there that ipso facto the Confederate flag is hate speech? That's it.
I believe that for many Americans, seeing the Confederate flag at a community event evokes very painful emotions, and we want everyone to be comfortable. So we you know, this isn't us infringing on free speech. We asked an association that uses our facilities to put a policy in place so that all of our residents can be comfortable.
Well, I mean, it is, and you have every right to infringe. You know, free speech is not untrammeled, Kate. I'm just saying, I think it is infringing on it, but you have a right to set the rules that you wish. But it is saying that. What would you say to these guys, though, who put it up there, and it's pretty clear, I guess they're sort of these people that are honoring people that fought on the other side in the war. That's all that it was.
Yeah, I understand that. And they were quoted in the paper at the time of the event and have spoken to Farm Bureau Association. And I believe that they were flying it in a historical way and not in a way to, you know, to make anybody else feel racially motivated. But at the same time, my job is to make sure that everybody's comfortable there. And so we asked the Farm Bureau Association to put this policy in place. You know, I think that I don't foresee those gentlemen that, you know, who flew it last year being a problem. I think they understood, okay, we didn't mean it to be something racially motivated, but it hurt people's feelings. And I don't foresee it being a problem in the future from them. I think they understand this isn't the place.
Okay. So again, without beating it to Kate, I'd say if you put in the only flags, the only things we want to see there would be the U.S. flag, the state flag, and the other stuff like that, then okay, you're being very consistent. But to say that that's all this Confederate flag represents, to a lot of people, it is. And it's becoming more and more that way publicly. But what about to those who listen? I get inundated with them every time this comes up that don't see it that way. Well, what do you say to them if they're in Burlington County?
I say that they can, you know, they can display it wherever they want. But if they want to display it, they can't come to the farm. They can't do it at the farm fair. You know, we're not, I'm a county freeholder, so I'm not, you know, my powers are very limited, and I wouldn't want to try to really affect, you know, anyone's personal freedoms or expressions. I'm a true Republican. I worked on campaigns before becoming an elected official to get other Republicans elected. And so I totally respect and understand people who feel this way. I just don't think that farm fair is the place to do it. And it's a community event about celebrating our county and our agricultural past, present, and future. It's not a place to make political statements.
Suppose people come here to the event. People have sent me all sorts of things around this that see this a little bit differently than you. And they're wearing, can you wear a T-shirt, like a Black Lives Matter T-shirt, stuff like that. Would you be looking at anything like that, or is it just in the official, I guess, exhibits and tractor parades and stuff like that?
So, I mean, that becomes a little bit more difficult. And I'm not a constitutional lawyer. I'm not a lawyer at all. So I don't want to, you know, get into a real legal discussion because I'm not qualified to speak on it. But, you know, this is the Farm Bureau Association's policy. So they've, in their policy, they say that they don't want to see anything offensive. I would leave it up to the fair officials in conjunction with local, you know, law enforcement officials who are there to help keep everybody safe and happy. You know, I'm not going to start policing what people wear.
Okay.
But, you know, again, it's not our event. We just made a, you know, it's on our property, and we made a suggestion, and we were very happy that they took it to make sure that the tens of thousands of visitors each year that come are comfortable.
So if they wouldn't, what would you have guys have done then? Would you say they can't hold it there? I mean, is it that big of a point you were unanimous to say, hey, people are uncomfortable with this? It's reached a point with the Confederate flag where maybe only on your private property is this going to be allowed.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because it's hypothetical because
right.
as soon as we sent the letter in August, they got back, you know, we sent them a letter in August, and in September we sent them another letter, and they wrote us back saying we've now voted that we're going to adopt a policy. And then they began the work on putting this policy in place. So, you know, I don't want to speak to hypotheticals. We have a different set of freeholders now than were there at the time, so it's kind of hard to say what if. But this was something important to us. We were uncomfortable with it. We know that many of our residents were uncomfortable with it, and I think that the Farm Bureau Association did the right thing.
Okay. Parting area, too. The Inquirer, Philly.com piece references the statues that are going on. Is there any of that out there in Burlington County where there are statues or other memoriam that are, you know, people are at some point wanting to move, take down, de-emphasize? Any of that going on with you guys?
Not that I've been made aware of. I mean, and, you know, this is, Farm Fair is an event that we have every year. It's a, you know, it recently celebrated, you know, I think it was 150 years. So it's an event that's gone on for a long time, and we've never had this kind of issue before. And, you know, it was two individuals who I believe were not, you know, they weren't hate motivated. It made people uncomfortable. We acted and we took care of it. And, you know, we haven't had a lot of local uproar over this because I think everyone's on the same page. So I think luckily we're a great community here in Burlington County, and I don't foresee it continuing to be a problem. I don't know of any other statues or displays that have been referenced.
All righty. Well, Kate, thank you very much. I'm glad we were able to do this. I'm speaking to a group of Republicans. I don't know if you'll be there on the 14th. I hope to meet you if you are.
Oh, wonderful. Can I just plug the Farm Fair this year?
Sure. Go right ahead. Sure.
So, yeah, the Farm Fair this year will be July 17th through 21st. It's a wonderful event for the kids, for the family, for everybody. There's tons of great...
Is there a website, Kate, that people go to?
Yes, it's Burlington County Farm Fair.
BurlingtonCountyFarmFair.org?
Burlington County Farm Fair Association.org.
Association.org. Kate Gibbs, thank you. Thanks very much.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.